Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here as we count down the last days of January now. Hard to believe we're almost to Groundhog Day.
Unbelievable. It's not very far.
Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up starting this Friday, actually, the 31st, and going through February 8th. It's one of the greatest shows you're going to be to. There's something for everybody there, whether it's the Western Art and Sale, also the Ranch Rodeo, February 4th. Before that, we're going to get to a new event, the Bullfighters Only event. That's February 1st. Go to blackhillsstockshow.com, and you can find out the whole list of things to do.
Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed that they're not a glossy urban agri-magazine. No, that's true. They've bypassed the glitz for real hard-hitting ranch news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agriculture insights. I reckon you're going to forgive their rustic style when you see the content. Visit online, tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Pull out all the stops. You know what that came from?
No, I don't.
Well, I was going to share a little bit of that for you today.
You know what it makes me think of, though? In the old days, I was a kid, we'd do the flag race at play days, and you were mounted on your horse, and you had to go from one 5-gallon bucket to another and pull up a flag and go put it in the other one.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm not. Pull out all the stops. Where does that saying come from? This originated from back when organists would literally pull the stops from every pipe on the organ in order to play at maximum volume. Pull out all the stops.
Interesting. Yeah. I would have never guessed it had to do with music.
Wouldn't have gone that way either. What do you got to share?
I have the touch of the master's hand. Myra Brooks Welch. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but held it up with a smile. What am I bidding, good folks? He cried. Who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, then two. Only two. $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once. $3 twice. Going for three. But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward, picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as caroling angels sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, what am I bid for the old violin? And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who will make it two? $2,000, and who will make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, going and gone, he said. The people cheered, but some of them cried. We do not quite understand what changed its worth. Swift came the reply, the touch of a master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He is going once and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.
I always liked that one.
Beautiful.
Lighten it up a little bit here on the good stuff. This is some financial foresight. And this young man had reported, I've been working on my business degree for about a year when I finally got to take a popular finance course. I went to the bookstore to buy the text and was shocked to find out that it would cost me $96. I asked how much it was worth if I sold it back at the end of the semester. You'll get $24, said the clerk. This is insane, I protested as I wrote out the check. I know, replied the clerk sympathetically. I've always thought that a person who buys a book for $96 and sells it back for $24 should fail the course.
Oh, very good. I've been sharing some of these stories from parents with young children. I've got some more today. Thoughts, not prayers. My tiny newly adopted daughter lay down in the underwear department and screamed because I would not buy her a size 46 triple D black lace bra. I was terrified the older woman watching thought I was abusing her. We don't match. And how would I ever explain this to CPS? Little kids will do that to you. My goodness, they can embarrass you to no end. Here's one from Terry. I wouldn't let my then 3-year-old son eat a worm. It was an absolutely catastrophic moment in his life. Red-faced with snot running from his nose. He said I was mean and a bad mommy. 10 years on, and I haven't seen him that red since.
All right. Thanks for sharing those, Kim. And keep listening for more things like that right here on The Good Stuff.